So let's just look a little bit more at this woman's life and lifetime and technology in it. Here's a map of all of the Bell Telephone Company's phone lines. And this is in 1904. At this point, if there was a phone line, it was almost certainly owned by one of the Bell Telephone Companies. There were so few that you could map them in 1904. Remember, she's 1 year old at this point. Now we start seeing technology advance, and by the time Miss Tanaka turns 5 years old in 1908, Henry Ford has figured out mass production of things like cars, and we have the first Model T. And then we can even jump ahead a little more. May 20th, 1927, Charles Lindbergh actually flies all the way to Paris across the Atlantic. It took him 33 and a half hours to do that. And remember, by this point, this woman's 22 years old, and this is the pace that technology is advancing. By 1945, we have a nuclear weapon that is actually dropped on Hiroshima. And so remember, she actually lived in Japan. She's now 42 years old, and she's witnessing this. When she turns 66, we actually land a man on the moon in 1969, July 20th to be exact. And then just fast forwarding a little more, when Miss Tanaka is 78 years old, in 1981, IBM introduces the first personal computer. Now, in her lifetime, she's also seen the following births. Grace Hopper, the incredible computer programmer and hardware designer, is born just 3 years after her. Steve Jobs and Bill Gates are born when she's 52. Jeff Bezos is in the news a lot in the last 72 hours when she is 61. Elon Musk, she is 68 years old when this inventor is born. The founders of Google, she's 70 years old. Marissa Mayer, she's 72. Mark Zuckerberg is born when she is 81 years old. And the inventor of Ethereum, Vitalik Buterin, she was 91 years old when that blockchain technology is invented. Now, let's just move forward a little bit. Who are these young women? This is the current U.S. Women's Olympic Gymnastics team. And I took a look at these young ladies. Their ages range from 18 to 24. Now, just to give an example of what technology has done now, look at what's occurred in their much shorter lifetime. When many of them were 7 years old, we had the first iPhone introduced. I guarantee you, every one of you listening to this presentation and watching this online has some sort of smart device in your pocket. So from 2007 to 2021, almost 100% adoption in first world countries of this technology. And then just look at these logos. Google, first video posted in 2005. Amazon, IPO'd in 1997. Google was founded in 1998. I meant YouTube for the video, by the way. Tesla founded in 2003, Facebook in 2004, and the first Bitcoin blockchain transaction in 2009. And then we have the human genome, the base of who we are, was sort of sequenced for the first time in 2003. Now, remember, that's within the first 24 years of our young Olympic gymnast life. Miss Tanaka at this point, you know, just the most recent date, 2009, she is 106 years old. So in 24 years of a new life or 106 years of an old life, you see what technology is doing. Now, why do we show you that? Why did Juliana and I think that was important? Well, just take a look at it from this perspective. Change is changing at an ever-increasing rate of change. And this great graphic from Chris Hurd shows it in another way that we want to explain it. And we want to then just introduce the concept of change or die. That phrase has been used a lot of times. Alan Dushman wrote a great article in Fast Company back in 2005 that was titled Change or Die, that talked about the importance of knowing about change and adapting to it. And we now know that the same is true around the notions of security, which is what we're going to talk about today. And we love these quotes, but look at the last one by John Willey. Our only security is our ability to change. And what Juliana and I both believe at the core of who we are and what we want to share with you is You cannot change. You cannot innovate unless you understand not just the technology of today, which we can all learn about on Google, but what are the predicted and expected technologies and uses of tomorrow? Because if you're not thinking about them today, you won't be ready tomorrow. I heard Alan in the prior presentation talking about zero-day attacks. Well, shame on all of us for not anticipating more of the zero-day attacks that actually occur. I'm so glad he brought that up, because that is one of the things that we need to be thinking about. What is the next type of attack and on what type of technology? And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Juliana, because one of the concepts that we want to introduce to you is the concept of climate tech or climate technology. We could not have a better expert on this emerging technology. It could not be more relevant to practitioners in Texas, by the way. And so, Juliana, with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, let you introduce the concept to the audience, and we'll jump right in.